Manx Radio's update with Dave Moore.
The time is 5 o'clock. You're listening to Manx Radio. I am Dave Moore, and this is Update. Welcome to the programme. Half an hour of the latest news in the Isle of Man, plus sport, business and travel updates, along with the newsmakers in person. Coming up, is business confidence in the island at an all-time low? One petrol station owner believes so. Is there an end in sight for restoration work at Ramsey Cottage Hospital? It would appear not. Plus, plans have been put forward for dozens of new homes at the site of the former Buchan School. That's all coming up in the next half hour. First of all, the news headlines here on Update with Amy Griffiths. Fast am I.
There's currently no end in sight for work being undertaken at Ramsey and District Cottage Hospital. Manx Care's chief executive says they are committed to maintaining services in the town, but admits significant issues with the building were discovered while tackling a pest infestation on Martin Ward. Appearing on Man in Line today, Theresa Cope was asked if the building is safe.
It will be, but it does need preventative maintenance work doing and getting up to the right standard for a health building.
Increases in business costs, rates, utilities, wages and freight are said to be causing some businesses to reconsider their future on the island. Already this year, a number of companies have announced they're changing their operating models or closing their doors for good. Station Garage in Castletown is closing while it's handing over to new management. And current owner Michael Owen says it's symptomatic of the state of the island.
If you want something now, you just stop, pick your mobile phone up
and order it. Chances are you're going to get it the next day.
The world is just changing and unfortunately probably not for the better.
Planning permissions being sought for the construction of up to 85 homes on the site of the former Buchan School in Castletown. Hartford Homes hopes to develop a mix of property types and sizes, including 21 affordable homes. The Isle of Man Beer and Cider Festival returns to Douglas today for its 13th year. The annual event, hosted by Camra, showcases a variety of ales, ciders and perries from the Isle of Man or the UK. Martin Brunchweiler is the founder of local brewery Bushies.
Camra, the local branch, they deserve a huge pat on the back for the way they put it on. They just get the right amount of selection and it's clear, you know, people, they love travelling to the island for it.
Turning to international news now, and the UK Defence Secretary's warned of serious consequences if underwater cables are tampered with after Russian ships conducted covert operations in the Atlantic. John Healy says a British warship and aircraft were deployed to deter them. Israel's issued fresh evacuation orders for southern Beirut as Iran and America disagree over whether Lebanon's included in ceasefire agreements. More than 250 people were killed there yesterday, as the IDF says it's hitting Hezbollah targets. The World Health Organization says hospitals in the country may run out of vital medical supplies within days. And Max Verstappen's F1 future could be in doubt as his Red Bull engineers confirmed he'll join McLaren when his contract ends in 2028. He's recently suggested he might leave the sport at the end of the season. Those are your headlines. I'll be back with the news in full at 6.
Gurumayu Amy, on to the weather. Sunny intervals and scattered blustery showers this evening, accompanied by fresh to strong westerly winds. Becoming dry overnight as the wind falls light, leading to a slight grass frost developing in prone locations. Minimum temperature, 2 degrees Celsius. A dry and bright start to the day tomorrow, but cloud will lower and thicken through the morning, with a spell of rain arriving late in the afternoon. Then further rain overnight. Light winds at first, settling to the south and strengthening through the day. Top temperature of 9 degrees Celsius. Sunny spells and scattered showers over the weekend. Quite strong southwest winds for much of the time before these ease later on Sunday.
If you're looking for supply-only double or triple glazed units, make sure you visit the Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom on the Stugbrough Trading Estate or call 674 573. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Welcome along. Planning permission is being sought for the construction of up to 85 homes on the site of the former Buchan School in Castletown. Siobhan Fletcher has this report.
Hartford Homes hopes to develop a mix of property types and sizes, including 21 affordable homes. They would be built together with associated highways and pedestrian access and infrastructure, drainage, landscaping and public open space. The site at West Hill was sold to the Isle of Man-based developer in January last year, ahead of the amalgamation of the Buchan School and Buchan Nursery onto the grounds of King William's College last September. The developer says all properties would be highly energy efficient and incorporate air source heat pumps and solar panels, and that the scheme aims to achieve no net loss in biodiversity. It adds that, if approved, this development will be progressed very quickly, following the securing of statutory consents like building regulations. All affordable homes would then be offered for sale through the government's first-time buyer scheme, with prices set by government, with the developer confirming these would be spread across the site. In its concluding remarks, Hertford Homes' planning application says the proposed development can be delivered without delay, subject to the granting of planning approval, and this will provide the much-needed new housing for Castletown identified by government and add to the vitality of the town centre, making it more sustainable.
Siobhan Fletcher with that report. There's currently no end in sight for restoration work being undertaken at Ramsey and District Cottage Hospital. Manx Care's chief executive says they're committed to maintaining services in the town, but significant issues with the building were discovered whilst tackling a pest infestation on the Martin Ward. Appearing on Man in Line today, Theresa Cobe said the hospital is strategically important for the organisation, but the work is going to take longer than anticipated.
We've got some significant issues with the building at Ramsey District Cottage Hospital. So that started on Martin Ward, and we had some infestation issues. But when we attempted, well, when Department of Infrastructure colleagues attempted to do that work, other significant issues were found with the building. It is a very old building, and we need to make sure it is absolutely safe in order to deliver patient care from that site. So it was very unfortunate that, you know, just the other side of Christmas, we had to relocate all the services that were in the Cottage Hospital. And that scheme of work is now going to take longer to put right all of the things that have been identified. So, yes, it is really inconvenient for both staff and patients. We are committed to maintaining services up in Ramsey. It's strategically important for the organisation and linked to our wellbeing hub as well. So
you always get asked this every time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is Ramsey Cottage Hospital safe?
It will be, but it does need preventative maintenance work doing and getting up to the right standard for a health building. You know, over time, the sort of standards and then compliance levels and what needs to be in place to run services, particularly those services when you're thinking about theatres, you're operating on people. We do renal dialysis up there. So there are a range of services where we have to make sure the environment and the building is safe for those services to continue.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
There's concern about the state of business confidence in the island amidst rising overhead costs. This week alone, some businesses have announced they're taking a step back, while others are closing their premises altogether. Station Garage in Castletown will close for a refit later this month as the family who've run the forecourt for more than 30 years hand over the reins to new management. Owner Michael Owen says it's symptomatic of the state of the island.
If I went back 5 years and I said to you, you won't be able to buy mass-produced bread on the Isle of Man, you know what I mean? And most of the wholesalers will be struggling to get stuff. You would have said, all right, that's a bit of a fantasy. But Ramsey Bakery went to the wall, and now, you know, just the basic stuff like that. If the boat doesn't sail, the Isle of Man doesn't have bread. We've still got some fantastic little bakeries and stuff like that. But KC Foods has just, you know, announced that they're going. That's another massive wholesaler on the Isle for the Isle of Man. But they were in the same sort of boat as us. Years ago, they would order a pallet of Coke, and they would have a couple of pallets of Diet Coke, and then they would have a mixed pallet. Now, you don't get that anymore. You just get full pallets, and you just have to order. So the range is going down. Things are getting harder to get and stuff like that. And if you look around now, most places are spas, co-ops, cost cutters and stuff like that. There's very, very few independent people out there now in the sort of retail world. Like, which is unfortunate.
What do you think can be done, and what can the people of the Isle of Man do for the likes of yourselves?
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, the people of the Isle of Man have supported us well, and we, you know, we thank them for that. We've had a brilliant time down there. We've had, you know, we've really enjoyed it. The staff have been absolutely fantastic. You know, we couldn't have asked for a better run at it. But I just think that it's just the way of the world. You know what I mean? If you want something now, you just stop, pick your mobile phone up, and order it there and then. And chances are you're going to get it the next day. If you're using one of the big retails, or a couple of days. You know, the world is just changing, and unfortunately, probably not for the better. Banks now, you know, we used to have 3 banks in Castletown. You know, we have to go to Port Erin now to bank our money. You take cash into a bank now, you look like you're from the moon or something. They're just not interested. Every single thing now is going downhill, I would say. The way the Isle of Man is, you know, like I say, just going back to simple things. We can't, you know, you can't get bread. I mean,
that's ridiculous for an island, especially, you know, that relies on boats and stuff like that.
Well, that's station garage owner Michael Owen. Well, we've had a response from the Department for Enterprise to this story. As Lewis Foster reports,
the department says it recognises the continued pressures faced by businesses, particularly those operating in the domestic sector. But it says it's important to recognise that businesses may cease trading for many different reasons, including through retirement, lease periods ending, or through changes in consumer habits. It's also pointing to the creation or expansion of new businesses in the retail and hospitality sector in recent years. It says the lower 5% increase to the island's minimum wage rate may also help to reduce the impact on sectors already experiencing significant cost pressures. Also, changes to personal allowances announced in this year's budget, which aim to put more money back into people's pockets and into the local economy. There are business support schemes too, of course, and also the free business advisory service. The DfE says work is underway to enhance these schemes, with a focus on improving accessibility for domestic businesses and strengthening support for productivity and efficiency. It says we can expect further announcements on that in the coming weeks. Finally, the department says it remains open to ongoing feedback from industry, and if there are practical ideas for additional or improved support, it would welcome continued engagement and work collaboratively with businesses. You can find the full statement at manxradio.com.
Manx Radio Travel, serviced by Quayside Tyres.
Well, very straightforward this evening. All sailings to and from the island are on time, and all flights to and from Ronald's Way are also on time.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Quayside. Quayside, 664417.
Head to Quayside Tyres and Service Centre on South Quay Industrial Estate.
Quayside.
The ribbon's been cut on a new museum celebrating the long history of Freemasonry in the island. The J.A. Brown Masonic Museum, situated within the Ramsey Masonic Centre, marks more than 5 years' work for curator and founder Derek Peters. With cabinets displaying artefacts, it mirrors one set up by Freemasons 100 years ago, which eventually fell into disrepair. Mr. Peters told Chris Pearson what he wants people to get from it.
I think personally it's a fantastic feeling of achievement. And to me, watching people come in like yourself and other people who are not used to Freemasonry, Freemasons are used to it, and seeing the look on their faces to go, oh really? I didn't know that. That's what the museum's all about.
How did you first get involved in the project?
It was pretty much me going out of a lodge room, walking into this dark, dank room that was full of gold and jewels and also books, beautiful antiquarian books. And I thought, what is that? And I started looking at it and thought, that's a shame. And then I came across a few names like Lord Raglan, very, very famous governor of the Isle of Man for lots of different reasons. And I thought, oh, this is interesting. I came then across J.A. Brown, Henry Stelling, I came across Nesbitt, and then suddenly seeing all these names pop up. Wait a minute, these are all guys from the 1850s through to 1920 who changed the Isle of Man to what we know it today. That
And in the case of Nesbitt, changed the world beyond the Isle of Man as well.
Absolutely. If we look at Nesbitt, he changed the world. He built Westminster City, he built Sydney. So these are Freemasons that lived on the Isle of Man, lived in Ramsey as well, who changed the world. But the story we want to tell here is the social change of the Isle of Man, how we tie that into all the other things that went on at the time. You know, why did we have a general strike? You know, why was J.A. Brown's father, who's James Brown, jailed in Russian for contempt of court? What was going on at that time? And what can we learn from it? So to me, that's what it's all about, just people enjoying those stories.
And the museum will be open to the public this summer. You're listening to Manx Radio. This is Update, and there's now less than 6 months to go before Isle of Man residents take to the polls to vote for who they would like to represent them in the new administration from September. Each week, our reporter Chanel Sakou has been speaking with residents from various constituencies around the island. This week, we're in Douglas North, where people have been critical of the current government, the roads and the horse trams.
Something's got to be done, because the island is in a serious state at the moment. Something's got to be done, but nothing seems to be getting done. For instance, the promenade. Now, I personally am not a lover of the horse trams, but I think the horse trams should have been put on the walkway from day one. After all, we are talking about nearly the busiest road on the island, and every time somebody wants to park a car, all the traffic has to come to a halt to let them park their car. And the promenade is just a disgrace as far as I'm concerned. Anybody coming off that boat wouldn't believe it, especially if they know how much the promenade cost.
So will you be voting this election?
No, no chance.
Why?
Because of the questions they're asking, it's more of, you know, how many people are travelling in from to college from out of town, how many swimming pools are open, how many electric chargers do we have on the island. It's not important. We need to be getting sorting out the real issues.
No, because I'm leaving and going to New Zealand.
What made you make that decision?
A lot of things. Europe, Britain, and the way this island's being governed. I think it's parts of it as well. So, but mainly just because I'm sick of the cold weather, to be honest, after 30 years.
What are some of the issues on the island?
I just think it's poorly run. I think we spent so much on ridiculously overpriced infrastructure projects. That promenade still sticks in my craw, how much they spent on it and what they've done to it when it was probably just needed resurfacing and a bit of utilities possibly sticking under the road. And just the general, I'm not an expert, but, you know, just the general way this island's run. I've been here since 86, and I'm pretty sure it was run a lot better back in those days. Seems to be a lot of vanity projects and a lot of ministers who don't know what they're doing. And the civil service seems to have wield a mightier sword than they perhaps should, in my opinion. And they don't seem to listen to people. So, yeah, that's why.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Well, we heard them mention there, and as they've been doing for half a century and a half, I should say, the horse trams are now back in action on Douglas Prom. However, a few weeks into the future, Timwald will be asked to agree to taking the length of the line from one end of the other prom. There are those who say yes, but also others who see it as just too expensive. John Moss has this report.
We are a week into what is a big, big season for the promenade horse trams. 150 years ago, Thomas Lightfoot had his bright idea, but it's up to modern Timwald next month as to whether the trams get past Broadway again. Beyond the grassy swath waits for politicians to give the giddy up or say nay. But the sun has been shining and visitors have been clambering on board. Are they unhappy that the clop has been clipped, at least for the present? Let's find out.
Excuse me, are you going on a horse tram?
Yeah.
Have you been on one before?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, do you live here?
No.
All right.
Liverpool.
Are you disappointed it doesn't go all the way around the bay?
I believe it used to years ago.
Oh yeah, the plan is to take it back along to the sea terminal.
Oh,
the moment it stops at Broadway.
Yeah, I believe so.
But you're happy enough with just a trip to Broadway, are you?
For now, at the moment, but it'll be a lot better if you've been all the way down.
Hello.
Have you been on the horse trams before?
When I was a lot younger, yeah.
A lot younger?
Yeah.
It only goes along to Broadway now,
it does, yeah.
Is that a disappointment?
A little bit, yeah. I've come over from England with my two children and they would have enjoyed going all the way along, but it's all right.
Hi.
Hi.
You looking forward to the trip?
Yeah, well, we just come that way.
Have you been on this before?
No, never.
Where are you from?
England.
It used to go all the way around the bay. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, right to the end, because we're staying at the other end, so we had to get a bus to the middle to get onto this.
Which is it disappointing it only goes halfway?
Yeah.
So even in its present abridged form, the horse trams are bringing pleasure. But many enthusiasts still wear a frown, and on at least half its original route, bemoan the silence of the trams.
Meanwhile, the allocation of social housing is under review, with residents invited to share their opinion. We now have this report from Darren Timson.
Housing Matters, on behalf of the Department of Infrastructure, wants people to share their views on proposed changes to income thresholds and other elements of public sector housing. The policy of 2019 is undergoing a full review with three key proposals. These are updating income eligibility thresholds for public sector housing and introducing automatic annual uplifts, removing certain priority points that do not accurately reflect housing need, and introducing greater discretion for local housing authorities in respect of residential requirements. It seeks to improve fairness, clarity, and consistency in the allocation of social housing and remaining responsive to changing household circumstances. The department says public help with the consultation will gain insight into real-life experiences of accessing and applying for public sector housing, identify potential unintended consequences of the proposed changes, assess whether the proposals are fair, clear, and workable for households and communities, ensure the policy reflects local needs and values, not solely administrative considerations, strengthen transparency and accountability in housing allocation decisions. On the review, Infrastructure Minister Tim Cruckle said, public sector housing policy affects thousands of people across the island, including applicants, tenants and their families. You can find out more about the consultation at manxradio.com.
Darren Timson reporting. The Isle of Man Beer and Cider Festival returns to Douglas. It's underway now. It pays homage to the 150th anniversary of the Douglas Pay horse trams. And Bushy's Brewery founder Martin Brunchfather says there's something special planned with that in mind.
We've got three beers at the festival. Two of them are going to be served in the wooden casks. It's just something a little bit different and it's just a little bit more traditional. We've got our very popular Star of India IPA, which is a 5%. That one's named after the old ship that was built in Ramsey. We've also got our Away with the Fairies, 5.4%, so that's got a bit of a kick to it. But the new one, which we're offering people a sneak preview of, we're doing a Governor's Ale, which is to commemorate His Excellency Sir John Lorimer's time on the island. And, as I said, we're going to be producing this Governor's Ale, which is going to be available over the next year, with the funds going to hospice. So it's a very good cause. But, as I said, there'll be a sneak preview of that one, and it'll be officially launched in the near future.
The Beer Festival every year, Beer and Cider Fest, we should say.
Yes.
Very popular event.
Yeah.
What do you make of it?
I love it. I do go to festivals. Festivals around the country, and I honestly think for the size of the population over here, I think the Isle of Man really punches above its weight, and it's just a perfect location. It's just the right size venue. I think Camera, the local branch, they deserve a huge pat on the back for the way they put it on. They just get the right amount of selection, and it's clear, you know, people, they love travelling to the island for it, and it's a very popular festival.
You're listening to Update. The Man in Youth Dance Company is at Move It in London, last month. The company leader, Molly Bowman, has been explaining how it happened.
We are the Isle of Man's only youth dance company. So we aren't a standard dance school. We don't do the normal exam route, focus on technique. We are creativity based. So we work a lot on inspiration and collaboration. And with our current company, we have five of the amazing dance schools participating within it. So students from each of them, which is a joy.
And the company's had an amazing few weeks, really, and a really incredible opportunity. So talk to me more about that and tell me what's been going on.
So this has come off the back of one of our performances at UDance, which is a nationwide festival that celebrates all types of dance, all types of bodies that dance, all people that dance, showing it as an inclusive and an inspirational art form. These aren't competitions that we attend. We performed in Belfast, and then we got asked from there to go and perform in their national festival in London, from which we got scouted for this opportunity. We got picked from the selection of all of the people that performed and asked if we would go and perform perform our piece again at Move It, which is just crazy. Something that I never thought would happen.
And how was it when you were there as well and actually getting to perform something that's obviously been so well received as well?
Yeah. It was insane. So they reckon the footfall is about 30,000 people.
Wow.
Which is crazy. And people can kind of come and go as they wish when you're performing. But I think the reception to our piece was amazing. I could not be happier and prouder of what we took and how the girls represented our little island and the dance community that we have over here.
And for the members, what kind of opportunities could this give them?
So we were on what was called the Discovery Stage, which is made for and presented at smaller companies that are up and coming. So that in itself is a massive compliment. But we didn't know who could be in that audience. I mean, we didn't know who was in the audience at UDance, and look where it got us now. So it's that anybody could have been there. But when we were there, they also took part in workshops with professionals, celebrities, all types of industry leading people.
Time now for sport, brought to you by The Print Shed with Rob Pritchard. Fastamai.
Fastamai. First this evening, Isle of Man professional boxer Jay Burden's first ever title fight this weekend has been cancelled. In an update on social media this afternoon, the Island fighter says the show's promoter has had some bad health news and the show in Portsmouth has been called off. Burden had been due to face Katie Smith for the Commonwealth Silver Super Featherweight title at Portsmouth Guildhall on Saturday. In a statement, the Grenade says she's absolutely heartbroken and the situation is completely out of her control. In football, 25 players have been called up to the Isle of Man Women's National Football Team training squad for 2026. The team, run by manager Wayne Lisi, is set to take part in a mix of competitive and non-competitive fixtures between now and the end of July. They'll face two friendlies next month, first a trip to Preston North End on Saturday the 9th of May, and then a week later they'll travel to FC United of Manchester. The following month, the Manx side will head to Guernsey on the 26th and 27th of June for the second edition of the Cherry Godfrey Cup, with the Isle of Man heading there as defending champions. Well, you can view the full training squad over at manxradio.com. Also in football, there's now a three-way tie at the top of Ardern and Drug Unlimited Combination 2 following the second round of midweek Manx football fixtures last night. Two of those leading trio were in action on Wednesday evening, with both Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys and Douglas Athletic claiming important victories. It means Ramsey Youth Centre, Paul Roche United and Douglas Athletic now all sit on 52 points in the top three places, with Youth leading the way by virtue of goal difference. You can view all of the results from last night's matches across the combination leagues on our website. And in motorsport, Manx rider Conor Cummins has been confirmed as a late entry to this weekend's Bobsmith Spring Cup in the UK. The Ramsey Rocket will compete in the Supersport class for the event, taking place on Saturday and Sunday, joining a host of other road racing stars at the course in Scarborough.
That's it for update, but quick question, Rob, about Jay Burden. With it cancelled, surely she should get the title, or does it not work like that?
No, it doesn't work like that. So with the show being called off, it's out of the fighter's control. We'll just have to wait and see, I'm sure, from Jade's perspective as well, if it'll be rescheduled to a later date. But at the moment, of course, just under 72 hours before the fight was due to take place, it being cancelled. Clearly, gutted was another one of the words she used as well. So much preparation gone in. Hopefully, from the Burden camp perspective, that fight can happen again sometime in the future.
Let's hope so. Thank you, Rob. That's it from myself, Dave Moore. Bob Carswell is on the way after this programme. He's here until 6 o'clock. And Rhiannon Evans is back with After Hours at 10 o'clock this evening. But that's it from me from Update for this evening. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Employers, having trouble with staff and need reliable advice? Employees, are you treated fairly in the workplace or do you have a grievance?
The workplace can be problematic on both sides. For any work-related legal issue, contact the employment law experts, Mann Benham. They advise employers and staff on all work-related problems with sound professional advice and a transparent fee policy. To arrange your free consultation at Mann Benham, call today on 639 350.
Mann Benham, here for you.
Geoffrey, how do you like this composite door from Spectrum Windows?
Oh, good choice, missus. Stylish and hard-wearing. It'll transform the house.
Trouble is choosing the colour. There's so much choice.
How about red? It goes with your eyes.
Anyone would see red living with you, Geoffrey.
For a huge range of solid composite doors in a great range of colours, including red, visit Spectrum Windows, the showroom, Derby Road, Ramsey, or call 817777.
Our parents were struggling with the stairs, but were determined to stay in their family home.
We contacted Acorn Stairlifts. I took them to the showroom to try the stairlifts and found the right solution for their needs. The process was simple. They even offered next day installation. Choose the island's first choice for stairlifts, Acorn. For a free no obligation quotation, call Acorn Stairlifts on 672414 or call into their Douglas showroom at Key House on South Quay. Acorn Stairlifts, keeping loved ones safe in the home they love.
Simply Income Protection from Kestrel Insurance, a choice of benefits. Simple underwriting and peace of mind with a regular income for up to 2 years if you're unable to work due to illness or injury. Kestrel Insurance is registered with the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Direct cremation is just that, an affordable and simple cremation without all the costs associated with a funeral service. Find out more by visiting directcremation.im or phone Direct Cremations on 478 422.